And now, Ask the Chief with Tim James.
Out with the RCMP, in with Surrey Police. Details are finally available about the transition. And yes, a city department would cost more.
That is a 10.9% increase.
But while Mayor Doug McCallum stands behind the plan, Councillor Linda Annis says not so fast.
We're saying to criminals and gang members, we're open for business in Surrey. We're reducing the number of police officers.
Despite the concerns, groups like Wake Up Surrey say let's get it done.
Pretty convinced that we should go for a city police because people of Surrey wanted it.
This week on Ask the Chief, we're breaking down the details about the transition plan with one of the people who met one-on-one with Mayor McCallum to offer his advice about what should happen. We're speaking with retired Delta Police Chief Jim Sesford, a man who spent 20 years as the top cop in that city and, of course, worked closely with the neighbouring Surrey RCMP, as well as transitioning the Tawasin First Nation from RCMP to Delta Police. Jim, this report is 189 pages. What jumps out to you?
Tim, it's an excellent report. It was very well done, covered all the bases, and they didn't leave a stone unturned, in my view. Very well done, and it's right on with what they're saying in that report and what they're recommending.
And this report is now going before the province. Do you expect this report to come back to the city of Surrey with the province suggesting maybe you want to change a few things before you submit this again?
I can't see it, Tim. I can't see that there is much change to be done there. They've covered all the bases. They've done a tremendous job. And, there could be some discussion about the costs. But apart from that, I think it's pretty straightforward. And it's complete, in my view.
Well, let's discuss the costs then, because according to the report, it's about an 11% increase to operate Surrey Police, with the new department expected to cost $192.5 million. Do you see this number going up? Is this going to stay consistent?
Tim, I think that the costs I don't think the costs are going to be prohibitive. I think what they're recommending in the report, the increase is pretty close to being correct. But it's like anything. It's any department, as the city grows over time, there's going to be more costs. There's going to be requests for more police officers, and that's a good thing. So we can't just say, well, this is it. That's going to be the total cost. Those costs will grow over time, without question, and they would increase with the RCMP or with the new municipal force. So either way, you'll see the costs increase.
And you mentioned the costs are pretty close to being correct. So is the report missing something, or do you see one area where the budget doesn't quite meet what it may actually cost?
Well, no, Tim, I don't. The one area that I thought was interesting was the fact that I think I have my numbers correct, and that the Surrey RCMP reporting that they have 845 members in their department. That's their authorized strength. And the report is calling for, I believe it's 805 officers for the Surrey Police Department. I think what's important to know, and I've heard various numbers with this, but while the RCMP do report authorized strength at 845 as an example, my information is that they're not anywhere close to having that actual number of members, and that they're anywhere from 90 to 150 members short of that total authorized strength. So I'm not sure what the true costs are there, but I think that if you break it down initially to start that city police force, 805, they've done a lot of research on that. I think that's probably a fair number. Personally, I like to see, and it's a number that I've held over many years, I like to see a ratio of one police officer for every 600 citizens. So I think that 805 might be a little short, but I'm sure that they'll get that figured out, and they'll put the proper number of boots on the ground.
And it does get a little complex when you look at the number of integrated officers as well that Surrey RCMP is supplying, say, to the Integrated Homicide Investigation Team. But as you mentioned there, you have a model for how many officers you'd like to see in a city. But quite often, Surrey is compared to Vancouver when you look at two cities roughly the same size. Is it fair to compare to Vancouver, considering the city of Vancouver, a tourist destination, hosting big events, Rogers Arena? Is it fair to compare the two cities?
I think it is. You're right. Vancouver is a core city. It's a destination city, and they do run many events. So, But when it comes to crime and community, public safety, as an example, I think it's fair to compare the both, the two of them. And you have to take other things into consideration. I mean, I'm a strong proponent of community-based policing. So you police to the needs of the community. And to keep Surrey safe, you're going to have a lot of police officers in the front line. But some of the issues are different than those that Vancouver police face.
This week on Ask the Chief, we're speaking with retired Delta Police Chief Jim Sesford about the transition in Surrey from RCMP to a city police force. And going back to that comparison to Vancouver, there's something I noticed in the report, the 189-page report, about 20 community safety personnel positions, commonly referred to in Vancouver as the CSPs, peace officers. They don't carry a firearm, just to put in perspective. Is this a good model to bring in these CSPs to Surrey? Is it needed in a city like that?
Oh, absolutely. I think it's a great plan. And I know a lot of other cities, I think Edmonton, Winnipeg, a lot of other major cities have brought in a cadet program as an example. And those are people that they're paid, but they're working within the community and addressing some minor community concerns. So for minor things, minor calls such as, you know, bicycle thefts and some of the more minor issues, those cadets can deal with those, and they can leave the police officers on the front line to deal with the more serious issues, your break-and-enters and your thefts and assault and those types of things. So to have that cadet program, auxiliary, reserve, whatever you want to call them, is a great idea. And it's also, in my view, a bit of a training ground for police officers or for young people who may ultimately become sworn police officers within the city.
But if
so
it's,
I very much support that. I recommended that to cities, to Surrey several years ago and said that might be something that they wanted to look at.
But Jim, if it's a good idea, I mean, you were in charge of the Delta Police Department for 20 years and you never had this model in place. You had the reserves, but they weren't a paid position. They're not the same as community safety personnel. Why wouldn't you bring it in Delta?
Well, we had the reserves and we had the community police stations. So I'm not sure what the number is now, but Delta had about 350 volunteers working in the community police stations, working on community crime patrols, and working in the reserve program. So we had so much help from the community, there wasn't any need to bring in paid reserves or paid cadets. But I think it's a great plan, and if we had identified a need for it in Delta, I would have been quite happy to have done that. But our reserve program served us very well, so I was happy with the way that was working.
To fill the 805 positions for Surrey Police, where are these officers coming from? Because the mayor seems quite confident there'll be many of them will be coming from Surrey RCMP, but do you see other departments getting depleted?
That's quite possible. I think that you could probably see police officers from right across Canada look at coming here to British Columbia. British Columbia is obviously a preferred destination for a lot of people. It's a beautiful province. And I think that you can see police officers coming from right across this country. And I'm sure that you will see them coming from other municipal police departments and RCMP detachments in British Columbia as well. And it'll be some mobility in policing over the next while as they start to bring this transition plan into play. But I think that's a good thing. I think it's a healthy thing, and I don't think that they'll have a problem filling the positions that they need. I think their big concern is going to be identifying the proper people to come. They're going to have to go through an interview program to make sure that they get the best officers to go into the Surrey City Police Department.
Could you take a guess as to how many Surrey RCMP officers would transition over to Surrey Police? Are we talking about, 50% you think would make it, 60%
higher? Kim, I would be guessing. But I've heard anywhere from 45 to 60. And it's hard to know. And again, of the, say, 45 to 60%, that do apply, current officers, if in fact that's the correct number, they're going to have to go through those officers to make sure that they're the type of officers that they want to police the citizens of, of Surrey. So you want your police department to reflect the mosaic of your community, so you're going to have to make sure that you've got the right mix. And I think that's the real strength of city policing and municipal police forces, that they very much do reflect the needs of their community or the face of their community.
And Jim, final question to you is, let's talk about that one officer that will be right at the top, the police chief. Do you have any idea who could take that position?
Tim, I think that it would be really interesting. It would be exciting. It would be challenging. I think it would be a great opportunity for somebody to step forward and to build their own police department. The report, the transition report, has created almost a paint-by-numbers plan to create a new police department in Surrey. But I think that the chief officer is going to have a lot of say in what it's going to look like. And I think you're going to get a lot of interest from across this country for people that would be looking at doing this. You'll need somebody who has experience in leadership, who's a leader, somebody who's experienced transitioning and change management. And there'll be a lot of top-notch candidates, I would believe, looking for that job.
And in short, Jim, is it a position you would consider?
Tim, I'm not looking for a job, but I find it very exciting. I think it would be great, and it's something I thought about for years, that Surrey needs to have their own municipal police department. And if it ever came down to it, and if I could assist with a transition, I'd be happy to do that. But there's a lot of really top-notch people out there. But if I was asked, I would certainly consider.
Jim, I appreciate your honesty, and that is all the time we have for this week. Thank you so much for the call.
Thanks, Tim. All the best to you.
Once again, that is retired Delta Police Chief Jim Sess for joining us this week on Ask the Chief. If you have a question for local chief of police, let us know. Contact us through news1130.com or tweet us using the hashtag #AskTheChief.